Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the second Sunday of Easter, April 27th, 2025, entitled, He Comes to Us. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher. And the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked. The gospel on the Sunday, a week after Easter Day, hesitates a little on the post-Easter timeline. We're not rushed on from the events of Easter, reading today about what John considered to be an important detail about the day. John begins, when it was evening on that day, that was the day that Jesus was raised. That day, of course, was Easter Day. It was evening, and the disciples were huddled away behind locked doors in fear. If they had come for Jesus, it was almost certain they would come for them too. Anyone associated with the one who had been crucified just days before was at risk. And there was a rumor circulating, too, that his body had gone missing. Something was up. And what's significant about what happened in the evening of the first day is that there was more to the rumor than just a missing body. Some had seen the empty tomb, but others, like Mary Magdalene, had actually seen Jesus and talked with him. So whether it was grief, fear, or just confusion, as some would say, at least there was definitely good reason for them to hide away. And Jesus comes to them. He doesn't wait for them to come to him. He breaks through the locked doors and fear, stands among them, revealing himself, talking with them, breathing on them. And John makes the point to share that Thomas, well, Thomas was not with them. Where Thomas had been, we can't know, but he's there now as we continue to read on in that passage. Two claims made by the others, Thomas had gone on record to say, unless I have evidence, unless I see for myself, I will not believe. So Thomas was having considerable difficulty making sense of the new reality. Instead of becoming the patron saint of those who never take things at face value, Thomas might well be the hero of people who are never on time. And for some reason, we're not told, Thomas wasn't there on Easter evening. But here's the thing. He wasn't the only one who was uncertain. He's been given the title of the doubter, but it's not like he was so different from the rest of them. Jesus appeared first to this group of frightened, disillusioned, disoriented disciples. And he met them where they were. He came to them. And Jesus eventually intrudes on Thomas, too. He presents to him his once crucified, wounded body. We might assume that the wounds were still fresh enough for a finger to penetrate, but we can't know for sure. And there's an entire sermon, if not several, in the fact that the resurrected Jesus is a wounded Jesus. To the self-proclaiming, doubting, uncertain, disbelieving disciples, Jesus offers the reassuring word. Believe. None of his fearful followers were looking for him. The best they could do now was to stay out of harm's way. Let the dust settle. Thomas wasn't looking for him either. He was just reuniting with his friends, the little band of which he had become a part. Like the invitation one day on the shore of the Galilean lake, we're not told where Jesus was when he invited the others, like Thomas. We can assume none of them came to Jesus. Jesus comes to them. Theologian Karl Barth once said that when it comes to matters between us and God, the initiative always lies with God. The initiative always lies with God. The Bible is not a story about how we get God. The Bible tells us how God gets us. The Holy Scripture is a long story about the determination of God to find us. Jesus told the story of the one sheep that went missing. And what made that story outrageous is that everyone knows the 99 should be the greatest concern for the shepherd. Jesus told that parable to communicate something of what God is like. The first step in the divine-human relationship is taken by God. God makes the first move. And even when we think we've found him, it's really that he found us. Whatever you and I believe our religion to be, there's one thing that it is not. It's not a set of principles, rituals, theories, or practices designed to make it possible for us to get God. It's not about a tested concoction of habits, laws, or a combination of the right words that makes God known for us. Religion, if that's what you want to call what we're doing now, our singing, our right living, our praying, our meditating, all of those things testify that the Almighty God has gotten us, not the other way around. And so, you know, it might be an interesting exercise to interview everyone here on this low Sunday, one of the days of the church year long known for its shabby attendance. Although that's never actually worked out in my experience. I'm not sure we have low Sundays anymore. But perhaps an interview like that would get answers to the question, why are you here? Why are you here? And I expect those answers would vary widely. Some would say they're always here. Like Alex said to me the other day, you surprised to see me again? No, not really. But some would say they're always here and they always have been here and that it's just a habit. And that's fine. It's just somewhere they've always been. But I bet if we were to dig a little deeper, we would find out more. And you can think a little bit more about this for yourself. But I'm betting that you're here not because it's the only place you could be today, but rather because in some way or other, God and His Son Jesus have broken once again through your locked doors and somehow spoken to you. Your presence here, or mine, is not so much a testament to the strength of our personal piety, but we're here because for us, God keeps rising, keeps coming back, returning to those of us who don't always know how to come back on our own. Thomas may be the known doubter, but to be fair, I have my moments too. In the end, we also can't know for sure if Thomas took Jesus up on the offer to touch him. But as John tells it, Thomas's fear, grief, shame, and hopelessness floods out as he collapses in adoration, my Lord and my God. The writer of the Gospel of John, perhaps the beloved disciple, perhaps not, tells us why he included this Thomas incident from among all the others that could have been recounted. He says this about it. Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We are always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit. Thank you.